joined now by Colin Slattery, who is a member of Eclectico. Eclectico is a collective of 9 WA artists, all friends, who have been involved in the creative arts, some for most of their lives, others have only recently discovered the joys of unleashing their talents on the world. They are having an exhibition called Trace of Self, which is a journey through their own pathway to art, and at the same time embracing the nautical nature of Fremantle. They have centerpieces which are ship crewed by fantastical creatures who each have their own stories to tell. Colin, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about this exhibition.
Well, thank you, Bea. Absolute pleasure to be here.
So tell me, Eclectico is a group of people who all are connected through friendship. How did you become involved in it?
Well, I was sort of dragged into it. Beautifully, though, I've got to say. So we've got a couple of friends.
Not kicking and screaming.
Because I love the creative arts, been involved in all sorts of stuff in the past, but the idea of doing clay sculpture was something I hadn't thought about. A couple of my friends, though, have been doing it for decades. And so I've seen their works and been inspired by what they do, and they sort of collaborate together too a fair bit. So they decided that we were going to do an exhibition, and my partner and I had recently discovered clay workshops and been doing development work and enjoying the whole business, and said, "You're going to come into an exhibition with us." And that sort of snowballed and dragged everyone else into it as well, because we found with all our friends that there were people who were doing airbrush work, there were people who were doing wood sculpture, there were people who were painters and graphic designers. So excellent. It's a bit of an eclectic collective.
Before you started getting into building with clay and making with clay, did you feel that you were an artistic person? Did you know that that was in you, just waiting to get out, waiting to find the right medium? Or were you, like, completely shut off from that?
Not me. I started out life trying to be an industrial arts teacher.
Uh-huh.
So woodwork, design, photography, all that sort of stuff, and then did a bit of graphics design work. And sort of then went in a different way in terms of doing exhibitions and marketing and so forth. So I sort of suppressed the creative side then for a while. But then the joys of COVID gave mm-hmm. everyone a bit more time, and so we're able to really unlock some of that stuff. And I've personally just found it fantastic. I mean, there's a statement, I think, on your website about how it's good for the soul and it just creates its own space. Doing this work, you can only concentrate on the clay, you know, so your mind's free of all the worries of the world. It's really good.
That same feeling of being in the moment and expressing yourself through the medium of clay, is that what also inspired this amazing moustache that you have?
Well, I'm a keen fan of Salvador Dali. and the Spanish artists and so forth. So, yeah, why not? You know, be a little bit different.
I mean, it's an absolute, it is sculptural delight.
Well, thank you very much. If you can imagine the Salvador Dali in the early days. It does work when you go into a pub. The bar person will go, "Hey, fantastic moustache. Would you like a drink, sir?"
There's definite, like, benefits, definite kind of pluses to kind of cultivating that look, I think. When it comes to working with your friends and working with their talents as well as kind of showing yours, how do you all make sure that you make space for each other and show off each other's work as much as you're showing off your own work?
There's a bit of unconscious synergy happening, right? So we were inspired by, there's two clay artists, so Gwyn and Steffi. They've been working at this sort of stuff for a long time, and they've developed their own little clay sculptures and creatures and stories over time. And so we sort of got swept into that part of it. But when you, so there's an exhibition down in the Terrace Greenhouse right now in South Fremantle. When you walk into it, you'll see there's 9 artists, but the works actually complement each other. So you'll see a range of little peering faces around the room, brightly coloured pop art. So it actually tied together perfectly. So when we did the install on Monday, we were just like, wow, we're actually simpatico. You know, actually work together really neatly. And there's a few pieces that are collaborative works between the artists. So you know, it's not just one person's piece showing. It's actually maybe a foundation by one and someone else has contributed to it. And so there's a few of those works around the room as well. So that's what makes it quite different and unique.
What are... When you saw all these works together and you started recognising these synergies, what were some of those themes that kind of leapt out at you?
Sort of over time, part of it developed. So the maritime theme you mentioned, the three boats. So the first boat came about through a conversation between Steffi and Gwyn about 5 or so years ago about how they were going to collaborate. And so there's these two vessels there that are about a journey through art that are similar but different. And so they have their own stories to tell. And separately to that, my wife and I were in Queensland and saw these wonderful boats. And we thought, we found this seed pod. So it's a palm seed pod that looks like a hull of a boat. And we wanted to put little characters inside it. Well, then seeing what was happening with the other two, we'll make that a ship and it can be part of the exhibition as well. So there's three boats, all about different journeys through art, but they've all got different stories to tell, which is great.
And people can come and head down and see these stories for themselves. Where's the exhibition being held?
So the exhibition's in the Terrace Greenhouse Gallery. So it's 223 South Street in South Frio. For Frio people, it's pretty next door to Rocco's Pizza. So that's a pretty good navigation point.
I mean, speaking of food, are you having an exhibition opening? Is there going to be like wine and cheese? Can people come along and have an artist talk? And
they can indeed. Thanks. So it's actually open right now. So it's open to 4 o'clock today. Tomorrow it'll be open from 10:30 until 4. But we're doing a function between 11 and 3 where people can come along. All the artists are going to be there. We've got a couple of supporters. So we've got Limestone Coast Breweries bringing some beer along for people to try. There's a Prosecco company from Risky Business, and we've got a gin company, Black Cockatoo, bringing some gin along, tastings along. So it will be a bit of fun to come and meet the artist, hear their stories, have a light refreshment.
Check out what's happening with the Eclectic Collective down in South Frio. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Yeah, well, like, if we've got a couple more seconds, I'll give you a quick rundown of who's there. Is that okay?
Oh, do you know what? Some artist names would be amazing.
Super duper. I'll give you a quick rundown. So we've got Mike Beaver, who's got a really engineering-sided brain, who's discovered the joys of art. So he's an airbrush artist, and he's done these couple of skateboards, one with the geisha, one with modernised Frankenstein. Superb work, right? The amount of time that goes into doing airbrush work is stunning. So that's his sort of changed his left brain thinking along the way. Then we've got Guinevere Bell. So she's one of the long-term artists that's inspired us to get into the clay world. So she's the one who's getting lots of little clay figures on the boat. She has collaborated with Steffi. So Steffi Tuck is the other artist who's done lots of little delightful, peering, smiling faces around the room as you walk in. So they've been working together for years and years, and it's that boat that came through a collaboration with them. Then you've got what we call the House of Slaud. That's Diane Ford and Colin Slattery, that's me. So when we got married, we said we're just going to be the Slauds instead of, all that stuff. So Diane does these wonderful little creepy peeps, she calls them. So little clay characters with a unique twist, though. If you scan the QR code that goes with them, you get the story about the creepy peep. So you...
That's very cool.
So you buy the character as well as the story. And so she's a really gifted storyteller. Then we've got Dirk. So Dirk is married to Steffi. He's a graphic designer, wonderful art pieces, colourful, exciting stuff. We've talked about Steffi. A couple of others. Deborah Kenyon, she's come in from New Mexico. So she's the mother of Gwyn. And she does a lot of beadwork with American native traditional people's works. And Soren and Sabine, who also own Juniper and Bay restaurants, so if you like to eat well. So we're trying to keep them there, but they've got some really nice creative talents that are on the show as well. So that's the whole list of people that people can come along and see and enjoy and perhaps have a little cool refreshment tomorrow.
Open now, that's Eclectico with their exhibition Trace of Self.